I'm visiting with Jason Nickerson at the Remington Rand Building in Middletown, an old industrial facility that's found new life in recent years as a home for small businesses.
So it's difficult to kind of visualise what this might become. It's a fairly empty industrial space right now.
Yep, it definitely takes a little bit of vision. But the thing, there are a number of things we like about this space that are conducive to marijuana cultivation. Number one, you've got the high ceilings.
Nickerson is part of a fourth-generation family general contracting business that specializes in water and wastewater treatment plants. He's been looking for opportunities to diversify his company. When the law on medical marijuana was passed, he and his brother Matthew created Green Belt Management to develop a marijuana production facility.
When we found this building and we saw that on paper it was kind of checking off all our boxes, we approached the city just to kind of get a feel for, you know, how they would respond. And, you know, I won't try to say that they were doing backflips about it when we initially approached them, but I think they were amenable or receptive to letting us talk it out with them.
Because the state requires that companies applying for licenses are able to show an immediate capability to start growing, permission and cooperation from the town was particularly crucial. Nickerson says the primary concern was security of the facility.
So we drafted an 8-page overview of our security plan. I think went a long way in helping them understand that this is not a mom-and-pop greenhouse operation. You know, this is more like a pharmaceutical lab. We went before the, you know, the council here in Middletown and have now very public and very visible and transparent zoning approval, which I think is going to be an asset to our application.
Middletown Mayor Dan Drew confirms that the attitude among town officials was largely positive.
We had a lot of practical discussions, we had a lot of practical planning, but I have to say, I was actually a little surprised myself that we didn't hear any sort of moral debate about the philosophical efficacy of doing something like this.
Drew says the town has come to see the medical marijuana industry as a new route to generating jobs and economic development.
I think that our society is moving in a direction where we're going to see more growth in this area, and for Middletown to be in the forefront of it and recognize that early on, I think is important because we'll be ahead of the curve.
But not everyone in Connecticut feels that way. Here in West Hartford, I struggle to find anyone who would welcome the marijuana industry to town.
I don't think it's a good idea. I think most people who use marijuana will use it for recreational purposes and not medical, and I don't think that's a good idea.
I don't think any part of the Connecticut or Hartford area should do the marijuana distribution.
There's something shady about them all. It's just personally how I feel, no matter what the law says. I'd rather nobody allowed it.
In October, after wrestling with the question of whether potentially to host a marijuana dispensary, the town had a public hearing.
It was an excellent hearing. It was a moving hearing. In the end, I think the council realized that, yes, we need to pause and think.
That's town manager Ron Van Winkle. He says there are so many potential pitfalls for a municipality hosting a facility, it's difficult to know where to start.
It's still a felony under the federal laws, and how we would operate relative to those, how our police, again, will operate. And then do we need local zoning regulations? Should we regulate the size of the sign? Should we regulate the location, the distance from certain other kinds of uses? We didn't have an answer.
So West Hartford's answer instead was to impose a 9-month moratorium on any medical marijuana development. During that period of time, the town will work on the issue and develop a set of regulations. Van Winkle says when he sees what has happened in California as its medical marijuana industry has developed, he feels West Hartford's approach is vindicated.
In communities that have many, many dispensaries, those communities that adopted regulations early were able to implement this change in the law much better than those that just said, go ahead, do whatever you want.
It does mean, though, that the town will miss out on this first wave of licenses due to be awarded to dispensaries and production facilities within weeks. Van Winkle says he's comfortable it won't be their last chance.
Presumably this industry will grow. It's grown in other states. I would assume that somewhere in the future there'll be more of these dispensaries and production facilities, and West Hartford may be a location.
West Hartford is not alone. Ansonia, Ridgefield, Shelton and Trumbull are just some of the towns that have decided to step back and let others, like Milford and Middletown, take the lead. Harriet Jones, WNPR News.